Well, we're kind of in here on a normal Monday for us, so we'll try to get back on a regular schedule this week as we start our preparations for the Dolphins. So it's always good to have you know, a couple days where we're not really active on everything, you know, just trying to get ahead and that type of thing. But now that now that the weekend's over, we're ready to ramp it up here and get on to Miami. So this will be kind of a regular week for us start today. It's a good win for the Dolphins yesterday against Seattle. You know, we know what kind of team Seattle is, and it's very good. You know, great effort by Miami in the fourth quarter at the end of the game to come back and make the plays they need to make to win it. It's always a big challenge for us to go down there on the road in Miami. We know they'll be a big force again this week, too, to be facing. So, be another good week of preparation and, you know, be ready for these guys. They're a good football team in all three phases of the game. Made a lot of plays. They're well-balanced. Made a lot of plays all the way around, but they're a lot of different players. Strong on the line, skilled players, special teams, offense, defense. So, they're a well-balanced team. We'll get going on today.
Hey, Bill. No, in the past, you know, you guys have won five straight games, and special teams have been a big component of that from a big play standpoint. But really, it seems like all year you guys have done a pretty consistent job of, you know, really doing a good job with field position. You know, whether it's covering kicks really well or even getting sizable returns. Could you sort of just talk about the special teams as it relates to being a benefit in the field position battle, and maybe some of the recent big plays? Obviously, you know, those don't hurt, obviously, as well.
Well. We really look at special teams as being a third of the game. And as you mentioned, field position part of it is huge. Trying to, you know, start offensively on a shorter field or play defensively on a longer field, as well as taking advantage of our scoring opportunities on the field goal team and, you know, making plays, game-changing plays, kick the game. We always our goals every week, so just play that field position edge eventually you know, comes into play, not necessarily maybe on any one individual series or possession, but over long haul, we all know the importance of field position and scoring opportunities and making big plays in the kick game. I think that, you know, Scott, Joe Judge, our two special teams coaches, do a great job of coaching the players, picking the young guys and improving them, watching some of our younger guys perform for us in the kick game, and as well as some of our veteran players, bringing it all together. And of course, it always comes down to good execution by the specialists. We've had production in the return game here in the second half of the season, and you know, our coverage units have been pretty solid all year, but anytime you can turn the ball over, those are huge plays, and you know, we had the ball out a couple times in the Colts game, couldn't get it. Came out against the Jets. We were able to capitalize on it. Challenge for us every week in that phase of the game. Miami's really good. They're well coached. Got a lot of big, fast guys that are physical, that work hard at it. Did a good job in the game, especially. You know, our guys, Matt Slater's done a great job as the captain of special teams and his leadership. Making it a total cohesive unit, even six different units, but it's still a lot of core players on all of them. Great job.
I just wanted to get your impression from watching the game yesterday of the Dolphins, and your takeaway of Ryan Tannehill. And how has he grown, you know, as a rookie quarterback to this point? And when you face rookie quarterbacks, do you look at it as an opportunity to maybe, you know, throw new things at a guy who's not, you know, all that familiar with you guys?
No, not really. I don't really spend too much time talking about the guys, quarterback, what year he is, or any of that type of thing. Just look at the way he plays and what their scheme is and how they try to run their offense and try to figure out what the best. That's a lot more of a conversation to focus on what year the guy is, anything like that. But he's obviously a very athletic player. They on the number of plays where they move the pocket for them. And there are other plays where they don't move the pocket that you force them to kill the run escape. Similar to, different, but similar to what we talked about with locker contact. You know, that kind of fast, athletic guy played on the college. Athletic. But he's shown a lot of poise throughout the whole season. And, you know, with Coach Sherman there, I'm sure good chemistry there and a good relationship and some carryover and what they've done in the past when he was with them at K&M relative to reads or check needs or offensive packages that they use, you know, however they do it. But it looks like there's a good level of comfort there. They're certainly not afraid of the ball in his hands for the situation. He's done a good job of delivering. So, doing a good job of that team.
Seems like his familiarity with Mike and that offense has made his transition less jarring as it would be for another quarterback coming into a new system, hasn't it?
Oh, well, that's a tough question to answer, Mike. I mean, I haven't been there, so, you know. All the details of that. I mean, I know Coach, but you know, his system too, Green Bay, how much of that brings together, his name, or between that, I'm not sure. But, I mean, obviously, Tannehill is smart to be able to pick up things. You can see that, the exchange, playing plays, nation, and scrimmage. Frequently, during the game, check for audibles or adjustments and protection. You can see him doing those things. So he definitely has it.
Hey, Bill. I just wanted to ask, it's not really Dolphin-related, but Tom Brady has 24 touchdowns and 3 picks, and if you go over his career, he's really only had one season in which he was passed 2-1 in terms of touchdowns to interceptions. And I think that was by one pick. I know that you'll explain the term of taking care of the football is important, but did you ever dream that you could find a quarterback that would be so efficient and careful with the ball where he would be this far, you know, 9-1 some seasons or 8-1 some seasons, touchdowns to interceptions, and just what is the importance of knowing that you'll enter a game with a quarterback who will take care of the ball to such a degree?
Well, Tom, I think we all know the importance of the turnovers and turnover ratio, as you mentioned, and it's a goal for us every week. Tom's done a great job of it, and, you know, as always, made that a high priority of his personal execution as a quarterback. He handles the ball virtually on every play. Even if he hands it off, there's still, you know, a certain degree of ball handling, ball security involved, up until the point he gives it to somebody else. So he works hard at that. Works hard at mechanics, technique, and certainly decision-making. Does a very good job at all those things. But that being said, each week's its own challenge, and just because things have been a certain way in previous weeks, or I mean, they could always change. And I think you've got to continue to work on those things on a weekly basis, which he has, and I'm sure he'll continue to do to make sure that each game we go into, we try, our goal is always to play turnover free and to get them on the other side, whether it's on special teams or defense. So, you know, each week it's a renewed goal, but it's one that has to be, you know, reached or attempted to reach again. There's really no carryover from anything that happened in the past. In the next game. So, as good as it's been, which is nice, and that probably has quite a bit to do with our record going forward. We're going to have to continue to work at it, probably work harder than we have in the past, to make sure that we do take good care of the ball when we have it, and that we're always looking for those opportunities when we can be disruptive with it on the defensive and special teams.
The instinctiveness of the defense, as it increases during the season, as guys get more comfortable, Bill, have you seen it in the last couple of games where as guys are, whether it be Devin at his spot or Alfonso at his spot, speaking more in the secondary, where guys start to say, I can go ahead and do some things because I know that those spots are covered in other areas, or have greater trust and confidence that everybody's going to be fitting together and doing the right things. Have you started to see that, and does it generally increase as the season goes along?
Well, I think it can increase as the season goes along. I don't think that's a given or something that you can take for granted. The people that are involved in the rotation and the amount of opportunity they get to practice, prepare, practice, play, and communicate together. I think over the last couple of weeks that we've made some improvement back there. Steve comes back. Mentioned Devin, safety, Tlaib and now Alfonso switching sides. Tlaib comes back, last game. So there's some moving parts there, but I think those guys have worked hard to try to improve it, and I think there are some positive signs, and we need to continue to do that. But how quickly and how fast the game is, especially at that position, and just a split second of anticipation or save reaction time can make the difference between making a play and giving up a play. And those split seconds are very hard to measure, but the difference can be the difference in the game. So I do think that it's improving. I think it should continue to improve. It needs to continue to improve, and we've got to really work hard at it. But that's everybody. It's not just the secondary, also linebackers, coaching staff, preparation, scout team, all this. A lot of times, if your scout team gives you a really good look at a play in practice, and you get that play in the game, that you can really almost build your timing, repetition, or anticipation on. That can make a difference, too. So all those little things add up. I don't know where one starts and the other, one stops and the other starts, but they're all interrelated. They're all a function of the final end result product. Just try to incrementally with all of them. Hope that in the end, the product is at the end.